Welcome to Gemara Markings. Today's shiur is Tainus Daf Chof Vov. Don't forget to click on the Daf option in order to view a marked Daf Gemara for today's shiur. If you're not fully familiar with our Gemara Marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our home page. If you're already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief 4-minute introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the Daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the marked Daf Gemara before the shiur. If you wish to be in touch with us, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. We begin the fourth perek here on Daf Chofov, and you'll notice, just like in the previous Prokim perek, Beis perek, Gimel, and now the fourth perek, all of the Mishnayos of the perek are presented at the beginning, so that from the end of this, what we would call a long Mishnah, which essentially is the entire perek of Mishnayos, we'll then continue with the Gemara, but we will not have any more Mishnayos inserted through the upcoming Dapim. Before we begin the Mishnah itself, we glance at the side where we have a topic heading. Now, just in general, I sometimes am in doubt whether topic headings are really relevant to Mishnayos when the very nature of the Gemara is that the Gemara elaborates on that which is taught in the Mishnah. So we'll see topic headings now, but realizing that as the Gemara unfolds, the topics will most likely appear again as part of the Gemara, the Mishnayos itself being one large topic heading for the Gemara that follows. But being that all that being the same, we nevertheless do have some topic headings for the Mishnah. On the side, we have under the Nosei, the topic, Zmanim Shebohem Nosu HaKoyanim Es Yedeim. These are different times during the year where the Koyhanim recite the priestly blessing, the Birkas Koyhanim, some people call it Duchening, Nesias Kapayim, Mispar Pomim B'meshech Hayom, several times during the day. Those of us who are familiar with Birkas Koyhanim, the practice is primarily in Shacharis, and on days where there is Musaf, so you'll have in the land of Israel, like on Shabbos in many places, and certain communities also outside of Israel, where they will do Birkas Koyhanim and Shacharis and Musaf. But you won't find Birkas Koyhanim during Mincha time. However, our Mishnah tells us that there are certain times during the year where Nesias Kapayim will be done even during the Tfilos besides Shacharis and Musaf. So let's begin the Mishnah. B'shloisha prokim bashona. And here we have a brackets, because in order to understand what the three times during the year are, you really have to skip till the fourth line of the Mishnah. The three times are B'tanios uv'ma'amodos uv'yom ha'kippurim, or three times during public fast days. Ma'amodos, this is something that we've alluded to in the past. The Mishnah here will elaborate on that a bit. That is a reference to the those that were appointed to represent Klal Yisrael during the offering of sacrifices. And those ma'amodos also, during the week that they served as representatives, they engaged in fasting and prayer. So there are Tanios and the Ma'amodos and Yom HaKippur. Everyone's familiar with Yom Kippur, I'm sure. Those are the three times during the year that the Mishnah is referring to in its opening phrase. Three times during the year. Now, what about those times, those three times? So now we go back over the bracketed section. During those three times, Koyanim Noisim Es Kapayim Arba Pomim Biyom. During those three times during the year, the Koyhanim will do Birkas Koyhanim four times during the day. B'shachris, b'musaf, b'mincha, uv'ni'ilas shorim. The expression ni'ilas shorim we will take to mean the ni'ilah prayer. The Gemara will ask, since when do you have four prayers during these, all of these times, during a Tainis Tzibur and during Ma'amodos? Now, on Yom Kippur, we do. That's clear. That on Yom Kippur, you have Shachris, Musaf, Mincha, and Ne'ilah. That's well known. Four prayers during Yom Kippur. But what about Panios Amanos? Is that really so? So that will be discussed in the Gemara. At this point, the Gemara deals with, and we have a topic heading here, and that is Mishmoros Uma'amodos V'Seder Kriyosim V'Torah. The Gemara now elaborates. Elu Hein Ma'amodos. The Rashi says, Elu Hein Ma'amodos, Amisanin, that fast, Mispalin Boreim, Shiskab Rotsun Korban Acheim. They are found in cities. These are representatives of Klal Yisrael, of the Jewish people, each group of representatives in their respective cities, that when their time to serve in the Ma'amid capacity arrives, so they, as representatives of the Jewish people, will spend the week that they are serving in that capacity as representatives in fasting and prayer. So now the Mishnah gives the background to why is there such an institution to begin with known as Ma'amodos. Elu hein Ma'amodos. Lefi shenemar, since the Pasuk says, Tzaves ben Yisrael es korboni lachmi. That is the section of the Torah in Parshas Pinchas that describes the daily public sacrifice, the Tomet Shel Shachar and the Tomet Shel Bein Harvayim. These are Olah sacrifices that are offered twice daily on behalf of the entire Jewish people. Now, in general, when a sacrifice is offered, the owner of the sacrifice is present. Now, who is the owner of the Korban Tomet? The owner is the nation of Israel, all of the Jewish people. How can it be that a person's sacrifice is offered and he's not standing by it, he's not present there? So Hiskinu Neviim Arishonim Esrim Varbo Mishmoros. The early prophets established 24 Mishmoros. Mishmoros, we'll call them service groups. I'll call Mishmor, Mishmor, Hoyamaimid, Birushalayim, Shel Kayanim, Shel Levim, Shel Israelim. Together with each service group, there was also a Maimud, another group of representatives, and they represented Klal Yisrael during the offering of the public sacrifices. Higiyazmana, Mishmor, Lalois, Kayanim, Levim, Oilim, Yushalayim. When the time of the service group arrived, and we said that there were 24 of these groups, and each one was assigned a week during the year to serve. So when they would, when their time came to travel to Jerusalem, so the Kehanim and Levim would go to Yerushalayim, the Israel Shavoisa Mishmar Miskansim Loreim Vekur B'Maisim Brachus, and there were the Yisraelim, the non-Kehanim and Levim, the Yisraelim would gather in their respective cities. Representatives in each town would gather together and they would read the Torah. They would read from Maaseh Breishis. Later in the Gemara, the connection between Maaseh Breishis and the fact that they are representing Klal Yisrael for sacrificial offerings will be discussed. Here the Mishnah simply spells out what the Torah reading for each day was. Bayom Harishon, on Sunday, the Ma'amodos would read Breishis V'Yirokiyah. These are just the headings of the first two sections of the Torah. So you would have three people being called up to the Torah, one after the other, and they would read these passages. The psukim starting with Breishis, and the next passage, Vihirokia. Basheni Yirokia Vikavu Amayim. It was, you could see it staggered. It was like if you were to assign numbers, you would say 1, 2, 2, 3, 3, 4, 4, 5 as each day goes on. So on the first day, passages 1 and 2 were read. On Sheni, on Monday, passage 2 and 3, Yirokia Vikavu Amayim. In order to appreciate this further, so you would open up a Chumash and you could see the psukim that are referred to. Bishlishi, on Tuesday, Yikavu Hamayim, Vihi Ma'oros. Birevi'i, Yihi Ma'oros, Vishutsu Hamayim. Bachamishi, on Thursday, Yishutsu Hamayim, Vatotse Oretz. Bishishi, on Friday, Vatotse Oretz, Vayachulu Hashamayim. Parsha Gedoyla Kerenoiso Bishnayim, a long portion, would be read by two. Vahaktana, a short portion, Biyachid, one. The Rashi elaborates a bit on this topic. Just to get a taste of it, let's look at Rashi on the first wide line under the text. Rashi says, Parsha Gedolah Sheba Parsha Salo Korinu So B'Shnayim. Kagon. That means you have two of the amongst the different Parshas, the different sections, so two people would read. Kagon Parsha Rishona Shel Breishis, the first section of Psukim, Yesh Bo Chamisha Psukim. There were five verses. Hayu Korin Oso B'Shnayim, two people, five verses is sufficient for having two people called up. That will be explained further in the Gemara how that operates. But Yirokia is a shorter section, so it's read only by one person. One person is called up to the Torah for that portion. Ubiyom Hasheni, on Monday, so Yirokia Be'echa, just like we said regarding Sunday, Yirokia is read also on Monday by one person. And Yikavu B'Shnayim, Sheish Bo Chamisha P'sukim, the section beginning with the Pasuk of Yikavu Hamayim, that's read by two people. So it has five psukim, a sufficient amount for two people to read. Let's continue in the Mishnah. B'shachris b'musaf uv'mincha nichnasin v'korin al pihen k'korin eshma. This line is a bit vague. The Gemara will deal with it. How exactly to understand it, but there was a Torah reading on Shacharis, a Torah reading on Musaf, and in a Mincha time, certainly regarding Mincha, there was a Torah reading, but not from a Torah scroll. It was read by heart. Exactly how much was read by heart in terms of you have Shacharis, Musaf, and Mincha. Mincha certainly was reading by heart. Maybe Musaf also. The Gemara will discuss that. And when we speak about reading by heart, the analogy is to the reading of Kriyat Shema. Everyone says Kriyat Shema, and when you recite Kriyat Shema, you don't find people taking out a Torah scroll in order to say Kriyat Shema, even though Kriyat Shema are psukim from the Torah. So, likewise, with regard to the Torah reading of the Ma'amodos, during Mincha time, they would read it not from a scroll. Erev Shabbos b'mincha lo hoyu nichnasim et nekvot haShabbos. There wasn't a mincha Torah recitation on Friday because that was close to Shabbos and people had to get ready for Shabbos in order to honor Shabbos. So the time was invested in Shabbos preparation and not in this Torah reading. That's again mincha on Friday. But on the morning of Friday, of course, there was the Torah reading. We said what the Torah reading was for Friday. We said about Tovatot Seoretz and Vayechulu. Kol Yom Sheish Boi Halel. If you encounter a day that has something unique during the day, something that's added to the day other than it being beyond a standard weekday, so a day that has Halel in it, you'll find Hallel, for example, on Hanukkah. That's a day that Hallel is recited. So 8 days. So Ein Bo Maimed B'Shachris. There isn't going to be the Maimed of Shachris. And when we say there isn't going to be a Maimed, what exactly that refers to? Does it refer to the Torah reading of the Maimed, or does it refer to the additional Tfilos? That's something that the Meforshim discuss. But for our purposes, the standard Maimed practice does not take place in the Shacharis of a day that there's Hallel. korban musaf, if it's a day that the musaf is offered, so ein b'ni'ila, there isn't going to be the maimud associated with ni'ila, and certainly not with mincha. Certainly no maimud during mincha. Korban etzim, if it's a day where the korban etzim is offered. Now what exactly korban etzim is, the Mishnah will deal with that as we go on, but it has to do with a wood offering. The wood that was what was used on the top of the Mizbeach, on the Maroch of the Mizbeach, so there was a wood offering. And it could be that the people who offered the wood would bring animal sacrifices as well, but we're referring to this just in the general term, Korban Eitzim. So if it's a day, and we'll see nine dates in the Mishnah regarding this matter, so Ein B'mincha, Divrei Rabbi Kiva, the Korban Eitzim would supplant the Maimid of Mincha. Omar lo Ben Azai. Ben Azai tells Rabbi Kiva, Kachoya Rabbi Yeshua Shoine. Rabbi Yeshua taught as follows, Korban Musaf Ein B'mincha, if it's a day of Korban Musaf, so there is no Maimid during Mincha, and that's different than the line just before Rabbi Kiva spoke. He spoke about a day of Korban Musaf, so there's no Maimid during Ne'ilah. Rabbi Yeshua says, if there's a Korban Musaf, there's no Maimid during Mincha. Korban Eitzim, Ein B'Ne'ilah. In contrast to Rabbi Kiva, who said that a day of Korban Eitzim, so there's no Maimid during Mincha, Ben Azai, quoting Rabbi Yeshua, says, if it's Korban Eitzim, so there's no Maimid during Ne'ilah. Now, upon hearing this change, Chozar Rabbi Kiva, Liyos Shenik, Ben Azai, Rabbi Kiva adopts Ben Azai's approach. Zman Atzei Kohanim Va'om Tisha. We made reference to the Korban Eitzim, so the Mishnah tells us that there were nine dates during the year where there was this wood offering. Now, let's just a word about the wood offering is that even if the Beis HaMikdash had a sufficient supply of wood, when these dates would come, the wood that these people brought, and they'll be spelled out as we go on in the Mishnah, their wood was used instead of the supply that the Beis HaMikdash had. And during these days, they in addition to the wood that they brought, there is the idea that they also brought, it's possible that they also brought animal sacrifices. So the Zman Atzei Kohanim Va'om Tisha, the times, the dates of this korban dedication, this wood dedication, there were nine. Be'echad ben Nisan, on the first of Nisan, B'nei Orach ben Yehuda. That family brought wood. Be'esrim b'Tamuz, B'nei David ben Yehuda. On the 20th of Tamuz, this family. B'chamish Shabov, on the 5th of Av, B'nei Parosh ben Yehuda. B'shiv'a Bo, on the 7th of Av, B'nei Yoinodov ben Rechev. B'asara Bo, on the 10th of Av, B'nei Sano ben Binyamin. This, by the way, is a date that we've seen earlier in Maseches Tainis, when they refer to the 10th of Av as being their personal holiday, and that had to, we had learned about this in the context of what happens if it coincided with a Tainis of Gishomim, where they expected to finish off the fast. So that's as far as the 10th of Av is concerned. B'chamisha al-Sarbo, the 15th of Av, B'nei Zatu ben Yehuda, V'imoyim, and together with them, Kohanim, Ulevim, V'chomi, Sheto, B'shivtoi, U'v'nei Goyin Ve'ali, U'v'nei Koytze Ktzios. That date had a number of other people who had dedicated wood, would be bringing the wood on the 15th of Av. And it includes Kohanim, Levim, people who didn't know what tribe they came from, and the B'nei Goyin Ve'ali, B'nei Koytzikzios, these families will be explained what that means, what that really refers to, but later in the Gemara. Be'esrim Bo, on the 20th of Av, it's interesting how Av has so many wood dates in it. B'nei Pechos Moyov Ben Yehuda. Be'esrim be'elul, on the 20th of Elul, b'nei Odin ben Yehuda. Be'echad be'teves, on the 1st of Teves, shavu b'nei Parush Shnia. The Parush, now they had been mentioned in number 3. You can see that they were the on the 5th of Av, they had brought a Korban Eitzim, and on the 1st of Teves, they again brought a Korban Eitzim. So that accounts for the 9 Eitzim wood dates. Be'echad b'Teves lo hoya boi maimed. On the 1st of Teves, there was no maimed. We just had mentioned the 1st of Teves as being a wood day. So the 1st of Teves also happened to be it's Rosh Chodesh, obviously. It's the 1st of the month. And it also happens to be Hanukkah. So as a result of it being Rosh Chodesh and Hanukkah, all of the ma'amodos of that day are knocked out. And that's why the Mishnah says, Lo hoya bo maimed. Why? Shehoya boi halel v'korban musaf v'korban eitzim. It had a halel. Now that would knock out the maimed of Shachris. The korban musaf and the korban eitzim would effectively knock out the maimed of the other, of the rest of the day, of the mincha. And you can say the mincha and the ne'ilah, assuming that the ma'amodos would pray a ne'ilah davening. But it's certainly the shachris and the mincha are knocked out by all of these things. The halel, the korban musaf, and the korban eitzim. And now the Mishnah goes on to a new topic. That's why we have a slash mark here. And on the side, we have a topic heading, Chamisha Dvarim Shi'uru Es Avoseinu, 5 events that happened on 2 separate dates. B'Yud Zayin B'Tammuz, on the 17th of Tammuz, which is one of our fast days, and B'Tisha B'Av, the 9th of Av. So the Mishnah lists the events. Chamisha Dvarim Iru Es Avoseinu B'Shivas B'Tammuz V'Chamisha B'Tisha B'Av. 5 events, catastrophes befell our forefathers on the 17th of Tammuz, and 5 on the 9th of Av. B'Shivas B'Tammuz, and we continue at the top of Omid Beis, Nishtabru Haluchos, the breaking of the Ten Commandments, the 2 tablets that Moshe brought with him from Mount Sinai, and they were smashed after the Egel, the golden calf incident. So that happened on the 17th of Tammuz. Ubotel Hatomid, and when the Gentile invading forces invaded and conquered the Beis Hamikdash, it was on the 17th of Av that the daily sacrifice came to a halt. V'hufka ha'ir, and the walls of Jerusalem were broken into. V'sarof apostomus es ha'torah, and this evil man apostomus burnt a sefer Torah. V'hemid tzelem behechal, and they erected a statue, an idol, in the Beis Hamikdash. B'tisha b'av nigzar alav oseinu shalikon sul aretz. On the 9th of Av, the heavenly verdict of not entering the land immediately, the land of Israel, as a result of the report that was accepted, that had been given by the spies that were sent to scout out the land. So as a result of their negative report and the Jewish people accepting it, the heavenly rule was they're not going to enter the land. That happened on the 9th of Av. The Chorav HaBayis, Borishona, Ubashnia, the Bote Mikdash, the first temple, the second temple, were destroyed on the 9th of Av. Inukito Beitar. Beitar was a city, a very significant city, a very populous city. It was captured on the 9th of Av. And V'nechrisho Ha'ir, and Jerusalem, after it was destroyed, it was then plowed up on the 9th of Av. Mishenichnas Av Matim B'Simcha. When Av enters, when the month of Av enters, so the standard level of joy is reduced. Shabbos shechalti shebov lios besocha, the week. And we have a topic heading for this section of the Mishnah that will say we're going to deal with Tisha B'Av, Shabbos Shechalbo, and Erev Tisha B'Av. The 2 points are the week in which Tisha B'Av falls out. For example, if Tisha B'Av were to happen on a Friday, so we will see how we deal with the Thursday that precedes Tisha B'Av, bearing in mind that we're also coming very close to Shabbos. And Erev Tisha B'Av, the standard day before Tisha B'Av, will be dealt with. And a second point deals with Tu B'Av, the 15th of Av. The Mishnah continues. Shabbos Shechal Tisha B'Av Lios B'Soch. The Shabbos means the week. The week in which Tisha B'Av falls out. Osur Milasapir Ulamachabes. One cannot take haircuts nor wash clothing. Ubechamishi mutorin b'pnei kvod haShabbos. And on this point, Rashi says that if Tisha B'Av is on a Friday, so here you have the day before Thursday, you are allowed to do those things, to take the haircut or wash the clothing out of honor for Shabbos. Erev Tisha B'Av, on the day before Tisha B'Av, and as far as what we said on Chamishi Mutaran, that certain Rashi says that refers to the washing of clothes. As we mentioned haircut, that maybe is something that has to be looked into further. But certainly the washing of clothing would be allowed on a Thursday, though it's the day before Tisha B'Av, but Shabbos follows right after. Erev Tisha B'Av, the day before Tisha B'Av, in other words, Tisha B'Av begins at the night leading into the ninth of Av. So we're talking about the daytime just before that. It's the eighth of Av. Lo yochal odem shnei tavshilin. A person should not have two cooked items in his meal. Lo yochal bosar. He shouldn't have meat, nor should he drink wine. Rabban Shimon Gamliel Omer Yishaneh. He should do something different. Rabbi Yehuda Mechayev Bekfiya Samita V'lo Hodu Lo Chachomim. Rabbi Yehuda says that one must invert his bed and not sleep on it, and the Chachomim did not accept that. Omer Rabbi Shimon Ben Gamliel Lo Hoyu Yomim Tovim Yisrael Kechamisho Sor Ba'av Uchiyoyim HaKippurim. There weren't days more festive than the 15th of Av and Yom Kippur. Shebohen, on these days, Benois Yerushalayim Yotzeis B'Kli Lavan Shulim, the girls living in Jerusalem would go out into the public, into the streets, wearing borrowed white clothing. In other words, any given girl was not wearing her own clothes. She borrowed from someone else. Everyone borrowed from someone else. Shelo levayish esmi she'enlo. So as not to embarrass someone who really didn't have and really had to borrow. So even people that had their own would borrow so that everyone is said to be borrowing so that he who didn't have wouldn't be embarrassed about his state of impoverishment. V'chol ha'kelim tun in tevila. All the clothing that the girls would borrow in the time that we were strict about rules of purity and non-defilement, so they would have to immerse the clothing in a mikveh before they would wear them, because maybe the clothing came from an owner that was tomei. So all the clothing needed to be immersed. Ubenos Yerushalayim Yotzes V'cholos B'kromim. The women of Jerusalem, the girls, the single girls of Yerushalayim would go, and cholos, they would dance in the vineyards. Uma hoyu omros, and what would the girls say? The bachur, young man, and we're dealing with a scenario where we're dealing with, we'll call it matchmaking or attempts at matrimony. And the girls would announce, bachur, young man, sa no einecho urei ma ato borer lecha. raise your eyes, look upon us, and see what you're choosing. Al titein einecho benoi, tein einecho b'mishpacha. Don't glance only upon the appearance, the looks, the good looks. Look at the family. Look at where I'm coming from, the girl would say. Sheker achein v'heva hayofi. Chein, grace, doesn't represent truth. It's a lie. And vain is beauty. Isha yiras Hashem hi tesalo. The woman who is God fearing is the woman to be praised. V'yomer tnu lo mipri yodel v'halua b'shar ma'asel. And pasuk also, this pasuk says that the praise of the woman will be through her deeds. V'chenu omer sena urena benos tzion. B'melech Shlomo ba'ator shit lo imo b'yom chasunasoi uv'yom simchas liboi. And this pasuk is explained by the Mishnah b'yom chasunaso. The pasuk is addressing the daughters of Zion, the Jewish girls. And behold, the Melech Shlomo. And Rashi points out, Melech Shlomo doesn't mean King Solomon, but it means the Almighty, the King. Shekol HaShalom, SheHaShalom Shelo, that he is the master of peace. And now, the expressions B'yom Chasunoso means B'yom Chasunoso Ze Matan Torah. U'v'yom, then that's a Yom Matan Torah is also associated with Yom Kippur, because on Yom Kippur, the second Luchos, the Luchos Achronos, were given. And the other expression of Yom Simchas Libo, the day of the joy of his heart, Ze Binyan Beis Hamikdash Yibone B'Mehira B'Yomeinu. That's a reference to the day of the construction of the Beis Hamikdash, which should be rebuilt rapidly in our time. Now, the Gemara opens up with an analysis. We, on the side, our Nosei, topic heading, Biru Loshon HaMishnah, we want to clarify the language of the Mishnah. B'shloisha prokim b'shana kayanim noisim eskapayim, and it went on to say arba pomim b'yom, three times during the year. That includes the Tanios, Ma'amados, and Yom Kippur. The Kohanim would utter the priestly blessing four times during the day: Shachris, Musaf, Mincha, and Ne'ilah. The Gemara asks, Tanios Ma'amados Mi'ika Musaf? On a standard public fast day, or the Ma'amados, was there Musaf? No, certainly not. So, how can you say that that on those three times during the year, which includes the Tanios Ma'amados, there would be four times, during, including Musaf, there would be Messias Kapayim, but there was no Musaf on the Tanios and Ma'amados? The Gemara answers, Chesuri Mechasra Bochik Toni. The Mishnah is taught in a deliberately terse fashion, but the correct understanding of it is as follows. B'shloisha Prokim, Kainim Nosim Es Kapayim, calls Manshim Es Palim. There were three occasions during the year that the Kohanim would do the Birkas Kohanim during each prayer of that day. During each prayer, well, if it's a day that you have Shachris, Mincha, and Ne'ilah, so you will have Birkas Kohanim during Shachris, Mincha, Ne'ilah. V'yesh min arba pomim b'yom. There's one of these three times during the year that actually has four prayers, and that happens to be Yom Kippur. And the four times would be Shachris, Musaf, Mincha, Ne'ilas Sha'arim. So on Yom Kippur, there would be Birkas Kohanim during four prayers, which of course are all the prayers of that day. The Elu Hein Shlosha Prokim, and the three times during the year that we refer to, are Tanios, Ma'amados, V'Yoyim HaKippurim. At this point, the Gemara will be presenting, we have a topic heading on the side, which we can read together, the Nosei, Mishnosenu, Doimeres, Sheish Matzav, Dekainim, Yisu Kapayim, Bechol Tfilas Hayom, our Mishnah that says that you can have a situation where the Kohanim will utter the priestly blessing during each one of the day's prayers, Bimei Tainis during fast days, the Tanios, the Mamodos, and Yom Kippur were all days that there was fasting. These are Aliba the Rabbi Meir. This Mishnah that says during all of the tefillos of these respective fast days, there is also Birkos Chenem. That is according to Rabbi Meir. Avol Yesh Deos Acheros. There are other opinions. Lefi Rabbi Yehuda, according to the Tana Rabbi Yehuda, Lo Yisu Kapeim B'Mincha Uni'ila. There won't be Nisias Kapayim during those two services. And Rabbi Yossi says, Lo B'Mincha. He says there won't be Nisias Kapayim during the Mincha of those days. So that according to Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi, you would not say that all of the tefillos would be accompanied by Nisias Kapayim. That idea is only according to Rabbi Meir. And we will see this now in the Gemara. Omar Rav Nachman, Omar Rabo Bar Avua, Zu Divrei Rabbi Meir. This point that there's Nesias Kapayim, there's Brikos Kehanim in each one of the Tfilos, that's a Rabbi Meir opinion. Avo Chachomim Omrim, Shachar Sumusuf Yeshba Nesias Kapayim. The Chachomim will tell you that only during the Shachar and Musaf Shmona Esrei or service there will be the Birkas Kohanim, the Nesias Kapayim, the Duchening, and Mincha Ni'ilo Ein Bohen Nesias Kapayim. But Mincha and Ni'ilo would not have that. Man Chachomim, who is the Chachomim? Rabbi Yehuda, it represents the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. It's just when Rav Nachman presents it, he presents Rabbi Yehuda's opinion as if it were the opinion of the Chachomim, of the rabbis. It's a Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, though. Desanyo, and in the following Tanaic source, we will see the opinions that we mentioned in our introduction. What does it say? Opinion number one, which turns out to be Rabbi Meir, Shachar Sumusuf Mincha Ni'ila Kulon Yeshba Nesias Kapayim. If you have, let's say, Yom Kippur, and a day on which you'll have all four of these services, each service, each prayer will have Birkas Kehanim. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Shachar Sumusuf Yesh Bohen Nesias Kapayim, Mincha Ni'ila Ein Bohen Nesias Kapayim. Rabbi Yehuda says only the Shachris and Musaf prayers will have a Birkas Kehanim, a Nesias Kapayim, but not Mincha Ne'ila. Rabbi Yossi Omer Ne'ila, Yesh Bo Nesias Kapayim, Mincha Ein Bo Nesias Kapayim. B'mai Komifli. Here the Gemara wants to know, what is the underlying point of controversy? And as you can see with our markings, just skim ahead, you can see we've squiggle underlined three names and numbered them as well, the three opinions we just saw. Rabbi Meir Sovar, Kol Yoima Taimo Milo Parsi Kayani Yadayo Bemincha, on a standard weekday, why is it that there is no duchening during Mincha? Mishum Shichrus, because of intoxication. In other words, by the time people daven Mincha, they will already have eaten their meals, and during the meal, they drink wine and become inebriated. So that's why, during a standard weekday, during the Mincha service, there won't be Birkas Kehanim. Ha'idna, but now, when the days, the Tanios, the Mamados, Yom Kippur, there's no meal. Leko Shichrus, there's no intoxication, because they're fasting. Therefore, you can have in each one of the prayers a Birkas Kehanim. Birkas Kehanim, we'll see later, the Gemara gives sources for this. Birkas Kehanim is not to take place when you are intoxicated. But if you're not intoxicated, so go ahead and do Birkas Kehanim in each one of the tefillos of a fast day. Rabbi Yehuda Savar, Shachar Sumusuf Dechol Yoima Lo Shchiyas Shichrus. Shachar Sumusuf of a fast day, which when you look at the standard weekday, it's not common that there's shichrus on a standard weekday, even though it's a day you can eat, but it's early in the day, you haven't eaten yet, so there's not going to be intoxication or drunkenness at the shachrus of musaf time of day. So lo gozu b'hu rabbonim, the rabbonim did not impose any restriction on a fast day of doing Birchas Kohanim, Shachas and Musaf, in anticipation of a weekday. There's no need, because even during a weekday there would be no drunkenness. Minchon Ilah, however, Minchon Ilah, which were late in the day services, the whole Yom Shchicha Shichrus, during a standard weekday, it was common for there to be intoxication during the Minchon Ilah time of day. So, and therefore, on a standard weekday, there's not going to be Birkas Kehanim and Mincha time. Gozru Behu Rabbonon. The Rabbonon made a gzera that even on a fast day, when on that particular day there's no drunkenness, but don't do Birkas Kehanim, so you don't confuse it with, so that you don't end up confusing a standard weekday with them. So that even though technically on a Mincha Ne'ilah of a fast day you could have Birkas Kohanim because there's no drunkenness, but if we would allow that, you'll end up having Birkas Kohanim during Mincha Ne'ilah of a weekday, and then there is drunkenness. Rabbi Yossi Savar, Rabbi Yossi, who holds Mincha De'isa B'chol Yoyma, Mincha is a prayer service that you have every day. It's part of a standard day's prayers. And at that time, people are drunk. In other words, people could very well be drunk. So Gozru Bo Rabbanan, the Rabbanan made a gzera on a mincha of a tainus, don't do Birkas Kohanim. Because if you do, you'll end up confusing it with a standard day and do Birkas Kohanim then as well, and that will be improper. However, Ni'ila Delesa B'chol Yoyma, the Ni'ilah service, you don't have every day. You have it on Yom Kippur. You don't have it every day. So, if we allow Birkas Kohanim during Ni'ilah, it's not going to lead to some type of confusion and end up doing it during a weekday as well, because there is no Ni'ilah service during a standard weekday. Therefore, Lo Gozru Bo Rabbanan. The Rabbanan did not impose a Birkas Kohanim restriction on the Ni'ilah of Yom Kippur. As we go on in the Gemara, we have a psak section where the Gemara engages in issuing legal rulings. And on the side, you can see under the Mivneh heading, the house marking features the names Rav Yehuda and Rav Nachman. Cholkim b'psika, they argue regarding the ruling. Rav Yehuda goes like Rabbi Meir, and Rav Nachman goes like Rabbi Yossi. So according to Rav Yehuda, you'll have Birkas Kehanim, Shachris, Musaf, Mincha, and Ni'ilah, and according to Rav Nachman, you'll have it during Shachris, Musaf, and Ni'ilah, just not during Mincha. That accounts for the house markings. Now there's another marking that we'll see immediately, and that's the diamond. The diamond represents Gishois, Shoinois, Lashitas, Rabbi Meir, three different approaches to one who would practice like Rabbi Meir. So we go into the Gemara. Let's get an overview. First, do you see where the house markings are? You have here Omar Rav Yehuda, Omar Rav, Halacha Karebi Meir. So Rav Yehuda quotes Rav, but who holds that Halacha follows Rabbi Meir. If you skip a few lines, Rav Nachman Omar Halacha Karebi Yossi. Rav Nachman clearly rules like Rabbi Yossi. As far as Rav Yehuda, is he presenting his own personal opinion or not, that's something that we could debate. But we wanted, through our markings, at least to contrast Rav Yehuda with Rav Nachman. In other words, Rav Yehuda presents a possibility, at least, of ruling like Rabbi Meir. That's if Rabbi Yehuda accepts Rav. So Rav Yehuda, in quoting Rav, says, the halacha is like Meir. It's reasonable to assume that that's Rabbi Yehuda's personal opinion as well. He's quoting Rav to communicate that. The next approach to Rabbi Meir is that of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Nohagu Ha'om Karebi Meir. The expression Nohagu, we will get back to in a moment, because there's a third approach to Rabbi Meir, and that's Rav Amar Minhog Karebi Meir. Now the Gemara explains these three terms. Mandu Omar Halacha Rabbi Meir, namely Rav, who says that the halacha follows Rabbi Meir, Darshinon Lo Bepirka. You would publicize that as a public teaching that we shall practice like Rabbi Meir. Man de Omar Minhag. Now that would correspond to Rava, who was the Gimel, the third approach. He who says Minhag like Rabbi Meir, what does that mean practically? Midrash lo darshinon, arui marinon. That means in a public setting, one would not rule, go like Rabbi Meir. However, if someone comes to us on a private basis and asks, how should I practice? So you could tell him to practice like Rabbi Meir, but to publicly announce that, it's not so certain that the halacha should follow Rabbi Meir. Therefore, you wouldn't say it publicly, but on a private level, you could tell someone to follow the Rabbi Meir approach. And finally, within the Rabbi Meir points of view, Man Diomar Minhag, that's Rava who said, Man Diomar Nohagu, that's Rabbi Yochanan, who was the second of the opinions we saw. He's presented here in the third position. He who says Nohagu, what's the point? Areyolo Marinon, we wouldn't tell anybody, even on a private level, do like Rabbi Meir, the Ovid, Velo Madrina. However, if you see someone who is conducting himself like Rabbi Meir, so we won't try to stop him. We won't try to reverse him. However, we wouldn't rule like Rabbi Meir lechatchila. For Rav Nachman Omar Alocha k'Rabbi Yossi, which means that in Mincha there won't be Nesias Gapayim. And the Gemara itself rules V'alocha k'Rabbi Yossi. The Gemara itself is accepting Rav Nachman's approach. For Idna, nowadays, my time of Parsi Kehani is Nesias Kapayim, they spread out. Parsi is to spread out. My time of Parsi Kehani Yadayu b'minchosa de Tanisa. Why do we find that mincha of a fast day there is Birkas Kehanim? After all, if you rule like Rabbi Yossi, you're saying that during mincha there should be no Nesias Kapayim. So why do we find that nowadays people do practice duchening during mincha of a fast day? Answer: Kevan de besomach l'shkisa chama koparsi. Since on fast days, it was common to pray the mincha service very close to sunset. Sunset, that time of day, the end part of the day, was the time that Ni'ilo would be recited on Yom Kippur. So the timing of mincha on a fast day was reminiscent of Ni'ilo. Therefore, it's treated like Ni'ilah, and during Ni'ilah, we see that Rabbi Yossi says there is Birkas Kehanim. That's Ketfilas Ni'ilah Dami, it's compared to Tefilas Ni'ilah. Here, the Gemara goes into a topic that we alluded to before, and on the side, we've written Hamoker de Shikor Osir Benesias Kehanim, a source that a drunken Kehan cannot engage in Birkas Kehanim. And that's something that everyone is in agreement with. And hence, during a weekday, what people are eating, they're not going to have Birkas Kehanim during Mincha. The Kulei Alma, Mihas, Shiko, Osir, Benesias Kapayim. Everyone agrees that someone who is drunk cannot engage in Birkas Kehanim. Menohani Mili, what is the source for that? Omer Bishua Ben Levi, Mishum Bar Kapora. So Rabbi Shimon Ben Levi says, in the name of Bar Kapora, the following: Loma nismecho parshas kohen mevorech le parshas nozir. Why in the Torah, if you look in the Torah, parshas noso, you find that the section in which the priestly blessing is mentioned is in the proximity of parshas nozir, the parsha dealing with one who vows to accept upon himself Nazariteship, which involves wine restriction. Great product restriction. So why the juxtaposition of these sections? Lomar, it tells me, Ma nozir, also beyond, just like a nozir is forbidden in wine, Af koyin mevorech, so to the koyin who would be saying, because kind of also beyond, he's not allowed to have drunk wine and then go and do Birkas Kehanim. Now we have a triangle ma'akav marking scheme. Ma'akav on the side, we've indicated this is an attempt to keep track of the give and take structure of the Gemara. The question with the triangle, that is, triangles pointing with the point up, that's a kushios, and the inverted triangle point down, those are tshuvos, responses. Maskif law avua de Rebbe Zera, the Amri law, another version of the names is Oshaya Bar Zavdo, raises a question. Ima nozir osir b'chartzon, af kain mevorech osir b'chartzon. You just got finished referring to the juxtaposition of sections, Birkas Kehanim and Nozir. So are you going to say, just like a Nozir is osir in grape seeds, the chartzon, the grape seeds, it's basically any grape product, even the grape seeds, af kain mevorech osir b'chartzon, would you say that a kain mevorech is not allowed to have eaten even grape seeds? Is he really like a Nozir? So, and we know that's not so. A Kohen who ate some grapes can go ahead and do Birkas Kehanim. So you see that we're calling into question the comparison to the Nozir. And if that be the case, so maybe a drunk Kohen can duchen also. Omar of Yisok, Omar Kro, Lishor Soy, Ulavorech Bishmo. The Pasuk says that the Kehanim serve Hashem and they bless His name. Ma Meshores Muter B'chartzon, just like a Kohen who is serving in the Beis HaMikdash is allowed to serve after having eaten grape seeds, Af Kohen Mevorach Muter B'chartzon. So we learn from Kohen Meshores, the serving, the Kohen who serves, we learn from that to the Kohen Mevorach regarding the issue of Chartzon, the grape seeds. We continue at the top of Chav Zayin. Question. Ima Meshores Balmum Lo. If now you're comparing the Kohen Mevorech to Meshores, to the Kohen who serves, we know that a Kohen who serves, if he is blemished, if he's a Balmum, if he's blemished, he's not suitable, he's not acceptable for serving. Af Kohen Mevorech Balmum Lo. Are you going to tell me likewise the Kohen Mevorech, if he is blemished, he cannot do Birkas Kohanim? If let's say a Kohen has some kind of physical disformity. Are you telling me he cannot do Birkas Kehanim? Apparently the Gemara is working with the assumption that that's not true. He is allowed. So how come he's allowed if you compared him to the Kohen Meshores? Well, the Gemara says, Hoyes Kishle Nozir. We know that the Kohen Mevorech is compared to a Nozir, and just like a Nozir who is a person who has a physical disformity can be a Nozir, so too a Kohen Mevorech can have a physical disformity. Question. My umay chosis demakshis lekula akish lekula lechumra. Why is it that you choose to compare the Kohen Mevorech in a lenient fashion? In other words, we compared the Kohen Mevorech to the Meshores to allow the Kohen Mevorech to have eaten grape products, just like a Kohen Meshores can eat grape products. We compare the Kohen Mevorech to a Nozir to allow a Balmum to be a Kohen Mevorech, just like a Balmum can be a Nozir. That's in the direction of leniency. So the Gemara is asking, my chazis demakshis lekula akish lechumra. You could have made comparisons in the direction of stringency. You could have said that a Kohen Mevorech is compared to a Nozir, and the result of that would be that if he ate a grape, he would not be fit to be a Kohen Mevorech. You can compare the Kohen Mevorech likewise stringently to the Kohen Meshores, just like a Kohen Meshores who's a Balmum is disqualified, so a Kohen Mevorech cannot be a Balmum, and yet we don't do that. The Gemara answers, Asmachto Ninhu, Midrabonon. These comparisons are basically, they function on a rabbinic level, and therefore we compare them in the direction of leniency. When you're dealing with a true hekesh, that's midoraisa, that's a Torah
a Torah level tradition, then we are not mekil. But since we're dealing with what's called an asmachta, the comparison is only of a rabbinic nature that gives room for the lenient comparison.
Before we conclude, let us remind you that if you wish to be in touch with us in order to access marked Gemaras, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. With that, we conclude our shiur for today.